From Greenville, South Carolina, Bob Jones University presents Miracles. In Old Testament history, we see the lives of three men inextricably entwined. Saul, the first king of Israel, David, the sweet-singing shepherd boy, and Jonathan, the prince. Their lives provide reading as exciting as any novel. Adventure, intrigue, passion, fear, love. Their stories do more than record history for us, though history it is. Through the lives of these men, we see the hand of God working. We see the penalties for sin. We see the freedom that comes from obeying God. When the people of Israel demanded that God give them a king, as other nations had, they were given Saul, and certainly he was kingly. He had led the armies to victory over their enemies. He was tall, handsome, and godly. He took as a trusted advisor the prophet Samuel, and a strong kingdom destined for greatness was soon established.
Listen to Samuel, the man of God. Hear ye, people of Israel. Ye will fear the Lord and serve him. Then shall both ye and the king that reigneth over you continue following the Lord your God. But if ye will not obey the voice of the Lord, but rebel against the commandment of the Lord, then shall the hand of the Lord be against you.
As Saul reigned, he became proud. With each victory, he became more sure of his own greatness, more arrogant. He took to himself powers reserved for the priests, and his trouble began.
The people are afraid, O king, and hide in caves and in pits. They seek high places to climb to and rocks to hide them in. The Philistines appear as many as sands of the sea, and no one goes to fight them.
I will defeat them. Samuel promised me to return in 7 days to make the burnt offering. But he does not return. We wait only for him. Then we will do battle. What means that crying?
It is but the people weeping for fear. Many are scattering because they say they have no protection.
Bring the burnt offering to me. I will offer it.
But only the priest can offer the sacrifice.
It must be done. Samuel is not here. Bring me the burnt offering and the peace offering. Saul himself will make the sacrifice and pray God's blessing on the people of Israel.
May God bless our nation. The offering is done.
Master, Samuel approaches.
But, last, let us go out to meet him.
Saul, what hast thou done?
The Philistines have gathered together and prepare to fight us. The people are scattering because of fear. I could not go to battle without sacrificing to the Lord. You did not return, Samuel, when you said you would.
Saul, thou hast done foolishly. Thou hast done the sacrifice.
It had to be done.
No, I would have come. See, I am here already.
Oh, I did not know. We could not wait.
Oh, thou hast sinned and not kept the commandment of the Lord.
The warriors prepare to battle, O king.
And I will lead them. Surely God's hand will still be with Israel. We have won the victory. Surely God is still with us.
I anointed thee king of Israel for the Lord. Therefore, Saul, listen now to the words of the Lord.
As God will, so be it.
Because Amalek laid wait for Israel in the way and smote the people on their way from Egypt, now go thou and smite Amalek. Utterly destroy all they have. Spare nothing. Slay man and woman, infants, ox and sheep, camel and ass. Let nothing remain alive.
It shall be done. Call the young men and tell them to prepare for battle. Hail, Samuel. Blessed be thou of the Lord. I have performed the commandment of the Lord.
What?
meaneth then this bleating of the sheep in mine ears, and the lowing of oxen?
We have brought them from the Amalekites to sacrifice to the Lord for his goodness. All but the best we destroyed.
Did not the Lord command that all things be destroyed?
Yea, and I obeyed the command of the Lord, utterly destroying the Amalekites, saving only the king whom I brought back. But the people...
The people?
Yea, the people took of the spoil only the best of the things which should have been destroyed, to sacrifice them to God.
Oh, hath the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice. Because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, he hath also rejected thee from being king.
I have sinned and disobeyed the Lord, because I feared the people and obeyed their voice. Now, pardon my sin, and turn again with me that I may worship the Lord.
No, I must go.
Wait, Samuel, do not
lay not hold on me. As thou hast rent my garment, so has the Lord rent the kingdom from thee this day, and given it to another.
Then Samuel went to Ramah, and Saul went up to his house. And Samuel came no more to see Saul until the day of his death. And Samuel died, and all the Israelites were gathered together and lamented him.
The Lord has not answered me, neither by dreams, nor by signs, nor by prophets. Samuel is dead and cannot speak to me. Shall we attack the Philistines or hold back? Shall we slay them or they us? I know not which, and how can I go into battle? Abiathar, seek me a fortune teller, a woman of familiar spirits. I will know what the future holds.
Oh, master, thou knowest that thou hast had all wizards and soothsayers and such put out of the land. I know not where.
Even I know that the decree of Saul is flaunted in the dark. Seek me a woman who hath a spirit.
Mistress, a man waits outside to speak to you. He wears common dress, but he has a lordly bearing which belies his commonness.
Always they come thus, with common dress. What does he wish?
He will say only that he must speak with thee.
Thus say they ever. Think you he wants food, or a song, or certainly not a glimpse into the future?
Oh, certainly not, and to no avail if he did. You are a plain woman. Anyone will say that. And you have no dealings with spirits.
Did thou sayest he appeared rich?
Methinks so, mistress.
Why, then he'll hear his future, or see his ghost, or whatever he wishes. Show him in. What hast thou to say to me?
I know whom thou art. I pray thee, divine unto me by thy familiar spirit.
I have no spirit. I am but a poor, struggling...
Thou art a witch, I know it. Now, by thy spirit, bring back from the dead whom I shall name thee.
What art thou saying? Behold, thou knowest what Saul the king hath done, how he hath cut off those that have familiar spirits and wizards out of the land. Thou art laying a trap for me that I should die.
Nay, I tell thee, thou shalt not die.
But this is the decree...
I swear thee, as the Lord liveth, there shall no punishment come to thee for this.
Thou hast power to see to such a thing?
I have.
Whom then shall I bring up to thee?
I would see the prophet Samuel.
It may take time. The spirits are perverse things and answer as they will.
Oh, why hast thou deceived me? For thou art Saul. Oh,
be not afraid. What sawest thou?
I saw gods ascending out of the earth. And it is not of my doing.
Of what form?
I saw an old man come up, and he is covered with a mantle.
Samuel!
Why hast thou displaced me?
I am sore distressed, for the Philistines make war against me, and God is departed from me, and answereth me no more. Therefore I have called thee up, that thou mayest make known unto me what I shall do. Thou must tell me, Samuel.
Wherefore,
tell me.
Then dost thou ask of me, seeing the Lord is departed from thee and is become thine enemy?
Oh, I must know.
The Lord hath done even as he spake by me. The Lord hath rent the kingdom out of thy hand and given it to David. Because thou obeyed not the voice of the Lord, nor executed his fierce wrath upon Amalek, therefore hath the Lord done this thing unto thee this
Nay,
day.
Let it not be so. I have sinned, surely I have greatly sinned. But let God forgive me from this day.
Moreover, the Lord will also deliver Israel with thee into the hand of the Philistines. And tomorrow shalt thou and thy sons be with me.
He is gone.
Dead. Tomorrow. Dead.
Master!
He has but swooned. Give him to drink. He will recover. This time.
Come this way!
Oh, King Saul, have care! One passes you from behind!
I see him! I am pierced. I die.
Here, O King, put thy hand on my shoulder. I will help thee to the place where thy wound can be attended.
There is no need, Abiathar. I cannot live.
Say not that, King. 'Tis but a flesh wound.
Nay, I am pierced through. Samuel spoke truth. Already today my sons have perished, and now dies Saul.
Here, sit on the ground, Master. Let me stanch thy blood.
Here, take my sword. Pierce me through before the Philistines come. I will not die as a dog at the hand of a Philistine. Here, the sword.
No, I cannot.
To this time thou hast been faithful to me. Dost thou defy me now?
Nay, O King. I cannot with my own hand kill my master.
Take the sword.
I cannot.
Then I will do it myself. Strength.
No! O King!
So Saul died, and his three sons and all his men, that same day together. And it came to pass on the morrow, when the Philistines came to strip the slain, that they found Saul and his three sons fallen in Mount Gilboa. And they cut off his head, and stripped him of his armor, and sent into the land of the Philistines round about to publish it. How are the mighty fallen, and the weapons of war perished? How sad the words that echo the end of the life of Saul, the mighty king.
Because thou hast rejected God, he has rejected thee.
You who listen today, have you rejected God? Him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Trust in the Lord today, while there is yet time. Miracles is a Bob Jones University production.